to him. If we need help, dear brethren, I think we have to know what it is to go down. Think of the Lord Jesus, who saw us in our need, and he came down to minister to us. Many times in John 6, I believe, we read of him as the one who came down. The one who came down. And how that blessed one humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. He humbled himself. If we are conscious of our need, of necessity, we must be prepared to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. He will lift us up. Says they went down thither to him. They went to David. How wonderful that you and I can go to our true David, our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to learn of him. He wants us to be strengthened by him. Help. Help. Help can be found in him. Dear brethren, we have one in the person of the Lord Jesus, who is a present help. A present help. In Isaiah chapter 41, it says, verse 10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Verse 14, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee. Three times we get the assurance that God will help his own. I will help thee. Dear friends, as long as we're in this scene, we will find ourselves constantly in need of help. In need of help. The Laodiceans, they said I'm rich. I have need of nothing. There will never be a moment when we will ever be in need of nothing. We find ourselves constantly in need of His sustaining grace, in need of His support, in need of that which He alone can give. Yes, what a wonderful person we have in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a hymn which goes like this. The words go like this: all things in Jesus I find. All things. He is our all and in all. We have Christ. What more do we want? What more do we want? It says, they went down to him. Everyone that was in distress. If we're in distress, we're in need of help. We're in need of help. If we're in debt, we're in need of money. If we're discontented, we're in need of satisfaction. How wonderful that we have one who is able to meet all our needs, to meet all our needs. May our hearts and our eyes in these challenging times in which we find ourselves. Dearly beloved, we're in the last days of the church's testimony here on earth. But the testimony belongs to the Lord. It's His testimony. He has committed Himself. He ever abides faithful. We can put our confidence, our trust in Him. Trust in Him, ye saints, forever. He's faithful, changing never. Neither force nor guile can sever those He loves from Him. Yes. He's there for us in the glory. A faithful and merciful high priest. Soon He will come for us. Take us. Not now. He's taking one by one by one. He's going to take us all together. All together. Oh, what a day that will be when our Savior we shall see, when we look upon His face, the one who saved us by His grace. What a day, a glorious day that will be. In the meanwhile, we are encouraged to go to Him. To go to Him. He's able to meet our every need. May the Lord add his blessing to the word for his name's sake.
Just an added touch to the thought of the richness of divine provision that's available to us. Kindly turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. In verse 38. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his servant, "Set on the great pot, boil pottage for the sons of the prophets." Then one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered from it his lapful of wild colocynths, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they did not know them. And they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, "Man of God, there is death in the pot." And they could not eat it. And he said, "Then bring meal." And he cast it into the pot and said, "Pour out for the people that they may eat." And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh ears of corn in his sack. And he said, "Give to the people that they may eat." And his attendant said, "How shall I set this before 100 men? And he said, "Give the people that they may eat, for thus saith Jehovah, they shall eat and shall have no spare." And he set it before them, and they eat and left thereof according to the word of Jehovah. Just a brief impression. Just as David was in the cave of Adullam, and there were those of his family who went out unto him, those in their particular circumstances. Similarly, in the narrative that we just read, it's Elisha the prophet. And the prophetic word is always absolutely necessary in a day of departure and decline, a day when things are on the downward side. And so here is Elisha the prophet. It says he's coming from Gilgal, coming again to Gilgal. And we are reminded that Gilgal is the place where the flesh in each of us is to be brought under absolute sway to the intent of the Spirit of God. The flesh has no desire for what is for Christ, what is for God. The flesh must always be under the sentence of judgment. That old man has been crucified with Christ. And so he comes again to Gilgal. And you'd remember that after every battle for the nation of Israel, there was the need to return to Gilgal. For every victory, we need to reassess ourselves, so that we don't move in the confidence of the flesh, but we move in the confidence of the one who is Lord. So Elisha comes to Gilgal, and he discovers there's a famine. The distresses that there are those in David's day of his family members, despair, in debt, discontented. Here is a similar circumstance, the circumstances of famine. A famine implies to us that there is an absence of supply, an absence of food, a deficit. And so, such conditions are existing amongst us today. Weakness, declension, deficits of one sort or another. And the sons of the prophets were sitting there with nothing to supply in a time of famine. I trust, beloved of God, that we are able in a time of famine to supply something of Christ to meet the present need. The sons of the prophets were sitting before him. Elisha turns to his servant and says, set on the great pot. Set on the pot. Do we have the competence to set on the pot so that the people of God can be fed, refreshed, re-energized, can have some stimulation as to spiritual things, competent to set on the pot? I trust that that's what we are, persons with capability and ability set on the pot. But while he says this to his servant, apparently one of the sons of the prophets went out into the field and gathered wild colocynths. He was not instructed to do anything. He was sitting. The servant was instructed to set on the pot. God help us as we set on the pot. There'll be those of us that are mindful as to the capacity to bring what is suitable in a day of declension. He gathers wild colocynths. I'm always concerned, you know, about the sons of the prophets, because they were men. If you remember when Elijah was being taken up to heaven and Elisha was with him and they made the circuit throughout, and how these sons were constantly literally annoying Elisha and Elijah. The sons of the prophets remind me at times of those of us who in name only, but not in exercise as to reality, as to things of a spiritual nature. We want to be careful not just to be sons of the prophets in name. And so one gathers stuff that was incongruent with meeting the need at the present moment. And so he gathers the wild colocynths and he dumps them in the pot. And we read, there was death in the pot. What the servant of Elijah had set on has now become contaminated by the external influences that can be so dangerous. How we have to be careful about those external influences that can adversely impact what is for God, what's for Christ. So what do we do? What does the prophet do at a time like this when there is death in the pot? The prophet, as we said, is a man with a prophetic word for the moment. Elisha knows how to counteract conditions that spoke of death. Death in the pot. What does Elisha say? Then bring meal. Bring meal. Here's a man who has divine wisdom and insight as to what is necessary to answer to adverse conditions. Am I like that? Are you like that? Something of the prophetic ministry to meet the present moment, to bring in something of Christ. That's the meal. Remember him as the, in his perfect life here, as the true meal offering. Well balanced. Nothing in an adverse way. He was uniquely the Son of God, the delight of the Father's heart. He displayed all of the well balanced features of manhood. They were present in this blessed one here in this scene. The true meal offering that had the salt of the covenant with it and the fragrance in that life of his. That's who Elisha says to bring. Beloved, it's encouraging for us to realize that no matter what the condition is, and we heard of the conditions that are prevailing, not just only here, we've recently had the deaths in the New York area of brethren as well, taken suddenly. It reminds us that God, again, is in control. He's working his purpose in every way for his honor and glory, climaxing us to that time when he will give his son the indication it's time to go and receive the assembly to yourself. So there are conditions all around, but there is that which is able to meet the death in the pot. Elisha says, bring meal. And what does it say? Put it in the pot. And it says, there was no longer any harm in the pot. What a beautiful conclusion. No longer harm in the pot because Christ has been brought into the circle of the conditions and he alters the condition as he steps into every circumstance of yours and mine. He alters it for his glory. Just like to close on this, I read of Baal Shalisha. The man from Baal Shalisha. What a man. What a man. He's the heavenly man. What does he have? Remember, there was a famine, right? But here is a man from Baal Shalisha who has a wealth of supply, competent and capable to bring in these circumstances something very refreshing. Where did he get it from? Remember, there was a famine. Where did he get it from? Well, while there is a famine, there are those who, like this man from Baal Shalisha, is still engaged in farming so that he has a supply. And what does he bring? He brings heavenly stuff. He brings heavenly supply. He brings loaves, first fruits, barley that speaks of resurrection, fresh ears of corn, not the old corn of the land, fresh ears of corn. What is fresh in character is what is able to sustain the saints in a day of despair and weakness and circumstances that are adverse. The man from Baal Shalisha is a wonderful type of Christ. He brings all the supply, and it says, give it, he gives it to the people. He says, give it to the people that they may eat. He gave it to the people, they ate, and had none left over. He set it before them. May Christ this evening be the one who is set before us as the heavenly supply, the fresh airs of corn, the delight that God will have him to be to us in the day of our weakness, the day of our testings, the day of our trials, that we know that we have a heavenly supply. May our hearts be encouraged as we are like David's family members who sought him out in the cave of Adullam, and they came under his authority. Might we come under the instruction and influence of the ministry of Elisha in a day of famine, so that where there is death in the pot, there can now be the meal that alters the conditions and brings us delight and refreshment, for his name's sake.